T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike says I'm an Eagles hater. Huh? I'm going to start with him. Hi, Mike.
I didn't say you're an Eagle hater. And I tell me if you agree with me on that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying once things start going a little bad, it's like you start thinking they're terrible, and then you start questioning Wentz about is he really good and look at the statistics. And I agree with Ike, he's a good quarterback. You just get too down too quick. Don't you agree, Ike?
Yeah, he's not really a believer in Wentz. We've already kicked him out the wagon.
Oh, please. I am off the wagon. I'm in more ways than one. Yeah, but see, Mike, here's the thing. You're so drunk on the Wentz juice that you can't see. When a guy deserves criticism, a guy deserves criticism. Doesn't mean he sucks. It doesn't mean that I don't love Carson Wentz and think he's a great player. But when you have a chance to win a football game and you don't, and your team's struggling, like, people got on me because before the Giants game, I said this game is on Carson Wentz and Carson Wentz only. Mm-hmm. I had half of the city call me an idiot. And then he goes out and he actually does what I'm asking him to do.
That's true.
Well, listen, I agree when he didn't get the job done against whose last game they lost, when he got down there and he fumbled the ball.
That was Carolina.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in that. I don't know. I just think with this team, I just got a feeling it's not going to be like last year, where it's 13-1. I'm hoping they regroup, especially with Tate coming in. You know, they win in the division, they tighten things up, and as long as they're rolling and during playoff time, that's what I care about, you know?
Yep. No, Mike, we even discussed it today already.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the playoffs, get the highest seed you can, and then you watch the team win the first game at home. And then you watch that second round opponent get tight because you're coming into their house.
Oh yeah,
watch it.
I need them to get going so that I can feel good about predicting nothing worse. I mean, yeah, no worse than the NFC Championship appearance. I just need them to get rolling. Take care of Dallas when we get back, and then we head to New Orleans. I can't wait for that showdown. I can't wait to play the Saints.
Is that right?
I can't wait to play the Saints.
You're looking ahead already?
Well, no, I'm not looking past the Cowboys. I think we ought to take care of the Cowboys. They'll be on a short week.
Let me tell you something.
Because they play on Monday night next week.
You should come out and you should beat them. You should beat them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say double digits or whatever.
The defense is good.
Just
beat the Cowboys. Get the win.
This is a better team than the Cowboys.
Yes.
The Eagles are a better team than the Redskins. They're a better team than the Cowboys. And certainly they're a better team than the Giants. This is still the best team in the division.
But you got to realize this.
Yeah.
You only blow out bad teams. Good teams don't get blown out. Or solid teams don't get blown out. You may beat them, but you're not blowing out a good team.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. So only the bad teams really get blown out in the NFL. So it'll be a divisional rival. The Cowboys will probably win Monday night. They'll be 4-4. And I'm telling you, if the Redskins lose the next two, which it could happen before kickoff is at 8:20,
mm-hmm.
the Eagles and the Cowboys could be playing for a share of first place at 5-4. So you know the Cowboys with Amari Cooper, they're gonna come in here with a little juice.
Certainly.
I got to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I may even put the Cowboys ahead of the Redskins.
Well, that's the way I was thinking because of their defense.
Yeah.
And then the Redskins beat them.
Because of the defense, and they got Zeke. And we'll see what Amari does for them. I just don't buy the Redskins as some solid team.
No, I think that the Redskins
just don't. They've overachieved, in my opinion,
the Redskins have been fortunate to get their record.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you figure that'll even out in the end.
Yep.
It normally does. Yep. I agree with you. I think Dallas is the better team. Dallas has the better defense. Dallas has the running game.
You got Ezekiel Elliott, you know.
AP has looked good down in...
Oh, he has.
Indeed, he's looked good. Much better than I thought he was to. He's that team right now, essentially.
He's on that... never mind.
Yep. Let's go to... Yeah, don't say it. I know where you're going. Brett, Northeast Philly. Hi, Brett.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Got it, man.
What up, Brett?
Just wanted to touch on Machado and Harper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably in the super minority in the city, but I would I don't want either of them.
Huh?
My argument against Machado is just that he's a dirty player, but I mean he is a great player. I'll be less upset if they sign Machado, but if they go for Harper, I'm going to be pretty upset.
Why?
Because he is a head case, Ike. He is 100%
okay.
A head case.
We're not all
absolutely
rap
no,
the same
way. He's not a leader. When you pay someone that kind of salary, they have to lead your team. He has not proven in all of his years with the Nationals so far that he is a leader. He is not. He fights with his own teammates. He's constant. He gets thrown out of games all the time, loses his composure. And when you look at his stats, I don't understand at all how anyone can justify the salary that he is going to get.
What's wrong with his stats?
Well, look, you have to judge him. I don't know them off the top of my head, but
I'm
judge him from year to year. He goes way down, and then it's up, and then it's down. He's extremely inconsistent.
Last 4 years, 330, followed by 243. Followed by 319, followed last year by 249.
Yeah.
He also walked
exactly.
100, but he also walked 130 times last year, which made his on-base percentage near .400, and he had 34 home runs.
Yeah.
So,
how many RBIs did he have?
100.
100.
100.
No.
Okay, so he walks a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he has 100 RBIs, and in his down years, what is so much different from him, and I hate to say it, Carlos Santana? When you look at their numbers in his down years with average. Just with his down years with average.
Bro, I don't care. I don't care about... Listen,
like,
I don't...
How do you justify that salary?
Because Brad, let me ask you.
Brad,
listen for a second, brother. You may have a valid point when you're talking about whether or not he's worth the money he's going to command based on the numbers that he's putting up. Based on his postseason record, all of these things, but he's a free agent. So when you're a free agent, just by the nature of the business, you're going to be overpaid.
Yep.
So that's not the case. Had you drafted Bryce Harper, then this wouldn't be an issue, but you didn't. So he's going to get overpaid regardless. And then secondly, we have nothing but Reese Hoskins. Not sometime on our everyday lineup, not Aaron Nola, the pitcher, but just our
hitters.
That's
the closest thing you have to a star.
Yeah, we got Reese Hoskins.
It's the closest thing you have. Yep.
So I want to enhance what we have in Reese Hoskins because I love Reese Hoskins as a player. Mm-hmm. I want to put Harper in the lineup with him.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, he just turned 26,
he's about a 26-year-old. I don't necessarily need Bryce Harper to come in and be the leader of my clubhouse. I need him to be the best player on my team. I'll leave the leadership to Reese, some of the other players.
Right. But I don't buy that he's this bad dude.
I don't either.
And people don't like him in the clubhouse. I mean,
him and Jonathan Papelbon getting into it because Papelbon tried to show him up for not running the ball out the first base. Are you kidding me?
Here's the bottom line, Ike. There was something wrong on that team last year. He and that team, with all the talent they have not won anything in the playoffs.
Sure.
I think it's valid criticism against Harper to question and say, hey, listen, what's going on with him? Is he a part of the reason why? Is he disrupting chemistry down there? I don't believe that's the case. I just believe that he needs
I would say this.
He needs a great team around him.
I'm sorry. Do we have a head case on his roster already?
Does he play center field?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he does.
Marks
so
and
not
Reese.
Like we got a bunch of, you know, I mean, come on now. Let's not become that fan base where we don't want the number one free agent that's going to hit the market in baseball because of what?
It'd be one thing if you already had high-priced guys and you were trying to buy it by going out. Now your payroll's $250
right,
million.
And he's your final piece.
No, they'd be on the team.
Yeah.
There's no salary.
Yeah, I'm to the point I'm willing to take non-hustling Manny Machado because we already have non-hustling Odubel Herrera. So I'll take Manny Machado
right
stepping on people's ankles. I'm okay. As long as he's on our team, he's not going to step on any of our players. So I'll take him, and I'll take Bryce Harper.
What's his OPS, though?
Who?
Machado. It's good, right? Well, they'll like him if he has a good OPS.
But like that, yeah. And I was going to say, batting average doesn't really matter to this ball club.
Not at all.
Yeah,
no, they don't care about that.
Yeah.
On-base percentage, let's do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.